Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, beautiful, loving host, Kyle Allen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in another time. I feel like I have a lot to say and nothing to say at the same time, which is strange. But that's kind of where I'm at in life. I have a lot to say, and at the same time, I know, and I mean I know, that some of y'all will feel me on this. As much as you see, as much as you might want to say, preach, teach, lead, is as much as you just, we're going to keep it really real. This is going to be the realest podcast I ever recorded. Because this is exactly where I am in life. And I've always prided myself on the things that most people don't feel comfortable sharing because of whatever, because we take ourselves way too seriously, And of course, there's always tact of who to talk to, who not. Believe me, I understand. But sometimes we just take ourselves too serious. We're not curing cancer. Anyway, it's okay. We overcome by our testimony, and a lot of us aren't overcoming because we never heard the testimony that we were supposed to overcome. A lot of us, I always relate to a story in the Bible called Jonah. That all you hear about is that he got swallowed up by the whale, and that's fine. But most importantly is the assignment that is placed on you. Sometimes you just do not want to do it. And you look at who God wanted Jonah to go preach, I believe, to a place called Nineveh. He just didn't feel like he should do that. He didn't feel it. He didn't want to do it. He thought those people were kind of dumb. Like, why am I, like, those people ain't worth me going to talk to them, right? That was his idea. And I've always related to Jonah and people like David in the Bible. And I relate to those that are truly trying to be something in life. But there's just pitfalls in the sense of not like I can see the truck coming to me and move away. The pitfalls are the when you feel like no one seems to understand what you're talking about and can understand where you're coming from. And it's frustrating when you are like, okay, listen, like, how do I explain this? Barack Obama probably felt like he was the president when he was 15. And I've read his book and I know he didn't, but I'm saying there's something in you that goes, you know what? Maybe I can do this. If you listen to, I study the greats, man. Not just black greats, but the greats. Great has no color. All of them at some point have a belief system that they can do something that everyone around them or in their hometown doesn't support, doesn't believe, won't invest in. And the number one key most times is getting out of your hometown, going out, going away, talking to someone else. Obviously, we're not going to mince our words. To pop in your hometown, especially if you're black, you're going to have to go to the side that isn't black most times. Very rarely, if you think back, out past the 60s, past the 70s, in the 2000s and up, how many black people started in their hometown, blew up because of the black people in their hometown, and now they are where they are? I guarantee you can count on one hand. And I'm not talking about music. I'm not talking about rappers. I'm talking about whether that's an entertainer, whether that's a podcaster, whether that is a educator, a lawyer, a judge. I would love you to answer that question. DM me, TGIUKA on Instagram, if you have someone. And by blow up, I don't mean you have to be famous. I just mean they felt supported by their own, We have. It is imperative that we as a culture, that word that gets thrown around a lot, we as a culture start supporting each other. There is too much competition from people that you're not in competition with. And I saw this post that said, we have to come to a place where Bimbo sells t-shirts. I also sell t-shirts. I now am in competition with Bimbo for absolutely no reason. Bimbo can't get ahead now because over here he has someone cutting him from his knees, from his feet, that he has no idea that they're in competition. He doesn't know this guy. He doesn't want to know this guy, but they're in competition because the other guy said it. Unwanted competition is detrimental to the culture. We are not in competition. That is the number one reason why we fail. We are not in competition. If you see someone running miles and running miles, I run because of Mike McChristian, World Runners, Inc. on Instagram. That is why I said, you know what? Let me try to run. I am trying to eat better because of Demetrius Watts. That is a fact. Follow him on IG. He's the blueprint to nutrition. It is what it is. I try to think, I've always been taught by my mother and father to think global, think big, think, get outside of your little brain. So that's where the foundation comes from my parents, period. Period. But my peers, Amobi Okugo, Akachi Okugo, these two brothers are literally, when it comes to business and going out there, putting their money where their mouth is, attempting, failing, trying, I see them and it makes me go, Kyle, you got to get the business right. And it's the game ain't to be told, but also those brothers actually support. And not just me, but support. B Seals, Clocked, Lifestyle. That dude lives heavy weights, bro. I don't know if y'all know what it's like to overhead press 100-pound dumbbells, but let me assure you, it's not easy, no matter how much you see him do it. It's just there. I'm motivated by so many people, man. There's no competition. As much as there is, there isn't. And I can't stress that enough, guys. We gotta get rid of the silent competition. We're killing each other. We don't ever support each other. We don't ever engage with each other. All we do is click up with people that ain't going nowhere, and I click up with someone that ain't going nowhere. You click up with someone that ain't going nowhere, and then we don't go nowhere on our separate corners. When literally you might be the outlet, I might be the plug, but no, we're not gonna do that because it's my rival. Hey man, no one's your rival. Listen. Silent competition, unwarranted competition is killing the culture. You can't blame the Klan. You can't blame systemic racism. You can't blame the system, the man. At some point, it's like, listen, we have to think global, not just in the Black community, but period. We can do anything that we put our minds to. I'll say this. Why I'm frustrated is because the Bible says when an unrighteous man stands, many are hidden. And I've always took that as, yes, I understand that it's easy to say things like, well, you know, you just have to keep going, and that's true. I believe in that statement. Keep going is a very simple but very important, like, keep going. There's nothing else to discuss. Just keep going. But at the same time, man, sometimes when the wrong one wins, some will never win. The right ones will never win. That's just, it happens all the time. Someone goes, you know what? I would love to start a tech business. But then they see Bimbo over there start a tech business. And then you're like, but that... All right, well, never mind. And one would say, hey, it doesn't matter what other people are doing. But unfortunately, let's keep it 100. Most times, it's just a popularity contest. It's a popularity contest. If Bimbo got more people that seem to like him, and most times people like who they're not intimidated by, who they don't, you know, sometimes people can see you and see your value before you do. So sometimes every one of you have been on a job, been doing whatever you're doing, and you go, man, why does this dude seem to be coming at me, bro? Like, I have not ever said anything to him. We have no beef. We have no issues. We don't have anything. Why does this guy seem to be coming at me? And it's because he sees you coming before you do. He sees promise before you do. Some great people will see that, pull it out of you. And some great people, some sorry people, they're like locusts, crows, vultures. They see it coming and they're just going to wait. They're not going to, hey, they could be the one that needs to touch you to grow. But instead they're going to wait for you to die to consume everything you have and then go, see, look, man, he wasn't made. There's this idea that you have to be this, you know, you just have to have all your, you have to be so mind made up and so sure of yourself and so confident. And, you know, you just, everything is just easy. Oh, you know, this is what I do. It's like, nah, man, every day is hard. Every day is a battle. Every day is a grind. Those words are not cuss words. So when I say them, it doesn't mean that every day is tough and to be strong, you have to be hard all the time. What I'm saying is sometimes it is imperative that the man next to you, the woman next to you, who, however they identify who's next to you, says to you, hey, I see what you're doing. It's inspiring. Keep going. You're the reason why I do this. You're the reason why I change this way. You're the reason what made me change my mentality. Instead, that rarely comes. Instead, people just steal what you do, steal how you talk, steal how you prepare, steal how you dress. They try to steal your girl. And then if they succeed, they go, well, man, I mean, shoot, bro, you gotta, you can't let people come and do that. We are always so worried about, a rapper died named PNB Rock. And people are like, and I understand it, and it's true. I stand by this code as well. I'll never let you know where I live, where I go, until I'm, because people are savages out here. But as much as we need to not worry, like he posted where his girlfriend posted where he was eating, and someone came and robbed him. A couple of days earlier, he had talked about how he felt he was being followed in Los Angeles, literally a couple of days before. And he said his girl kind of couldn't understand, like she didn't understand what he was saying. Like, yo, I think someone's following me, right? We as a society are so like, well, he shouldn't have did this. He shouldn't have been robbed while eating chicken and waffles. But no one talks about that. We always talk about how the victim could have did something different. Well, how about he should be allowed to eat chicken and waffles and post it and not die? That's what we are so, we have been trained to look at, well, you could have did this better. It's like, or you could have not came and tripped me and I wouldn't have fall. Well, you should have watched for me. That is the unwarranted competition, is tripping up people that don't know it's coming. And then the people that trip are told, well, you should have known it was coming. You know, that's just how it is. I reject that. I'm going to go to war against that. And this podcast isn't about motivation. It's just what I'm seeing. The silent competition and no compliment bearing is killing us. We never know if we're on the right page. And yes, I can say to you guys, you need to be sure of yourself. When no one else believes, you need to believe. But sometimes it is imperative that you get off your selfish horse. Get off the selfish horse. And you get on the horse of, let me show some love to someone today. Because you never know if you're their last hope. What if you're someone's last? They need you to say, man, you're looking good in that shirt today. They need you to say that. Because you might not know, hey, man, I woke up this morning. I'm about to go just go eat 3 Big Macs. I feel low. and you come up to them and go, hey man, I see you've been trying. I need you to keep going. They may go get some broccoli. They may go get some, you know what, man, forget them. Instead of three Big Macs, I'm gonna get one. I'm just saying, you never know, but we will not share love, show love, show respect. We just steal, kill, and then after that, go, well, man, how can we raise this person back up? How can we help the young, the youth? How can we help them? You can help them by not killing them. If you're an elder and you're listening to this, understand that at some point your time's up, period. At some point my time will be up. I have to train the next person. If you are not in the act of training and growing the next generation, you're already out of line. If you are holding up a position that you should have given up 20 years ago, but you won't because no one else can do it but you, that means you failed. 20 people that you've trained should be able to do your job. And it's all about the next man, the next man up, the next woman up, the next however you identify up. But we have to stop silently competing and we have to publicly start showing love, man. There's so many people that will privately say stuff that they will never say it publicly. And that, I'm sorry, I wish I could act like I don't look at you differently, but I do. I just simply do. And of course, there's some things that you should, that are private, of course. But some stuff is like, yeah, you seem like, you know, oh, I get it. I'm not popular enough. But when I get on Oprah, then you'll have no problem putting a fire emoji. You know what I mean? It's corny. It's corny. If you're inspired when I'm a peasant, say that. If you're inspired when I'm a king, say that too. Both are valuable, the peasant and the king. Both can be inspiring, the peasant and the king. Both can be great. History has proven, the peasant and the king. What is a king with no kingdom and no people to lead? Thank you for listening to this episode of the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your loving, beautiful host. If you're out there and you're fighting, keep going. If no one believes you, if no one sees you, if no one is investing in you, understand that in this moment, my dad always talks about seasons. In this moment, hang on, because it's coming. And when it comes, you need to be ready. When it comes, you need to be ready. TGIU, keep going, keep striving.